Okay. Okay. Yeah. I got your order.
Mango pineapple smoothie for Joe Pope.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hi. Welcome to the juicery. What can I get you?
Hey, I'm so sorry about that. I'm looking for something fresh, real, and original. I've never been here before, but I've heard so many good things about this place, and I just know y'all have something on this menu that represents that. Please tell me you do.
No problem. I got exactly what you need. Yo, Ree, we need a fresh press special, please. A fresh press special. Hey! Hello out there in audio land. Welcome back to Fresh Press Nonsense. I'm your juicer, Ree, and this is your barista, Franklin. Franklin is a Chinese evergreen from a Home Depot in Nashville, Tennessee. And me? Well, I'm just happy to be here. Just kidding. My ancestors were brought here against their will via the transatlantic slave trade, and I just so happened to be birthed into a lineage that resisted enough torture to survive. Anywho, we can unpack the historical travesty and modern impacts of Western colonialism later. For now, down to business. Hey Franklin, can I be Frank? If I can be frank, I think no one really knows how to define America. Of course, we are taught that this is a beautiful and God-fearing place, but have you looked around lately? I mean, the only reason many of us have even acknowledged the American flag recently is because Beyoncé put it on her album cover. Besides the obvious answer of impeachment, what would really make America less of an international eyesore? I think it starts by putting all of our dirty laundry out in the open. Too bad for us, even the strongest brands of bleach won't wash out our stains. With that in mind, I think the best way to view America is to, quite frankly, close your motherfucking eyes.
Everybody, excuse me, everybody, the show is about to begin. I repeat, the show is about to begin. Action!
Ahoy, mateys! Welcome aboard me ship! We're about to set sail to discover new land!
Can't discover somewhere that people already live, it's already occupied.
What was that?
The land's not new, people live there, you can't just take it, it's occupied.
It's already been occupied! Are you sure?
It's literally already on the map, people live there, you can't just go in there and—
Very well! We will just kick them out! Now, onward!
Now, a word from our sponsors.
So you just stopped texting him back?
Girl, I blocked him on my old phone, got a new phone, and blocked him on that one too.
That's actually insane.
Well, he should have understood me when I told him I wasn't interested the first time.
True that, true that. Look, I know we've got extremely off topic, but I'd love to recommend you for that opening we've got at the main branch.
Really? Here I was thinking I was oversharing.
Girl, no. If there's going to be another black girl in the office, I'd want her to be a real person. You know, corporate has a way of turning us into...
Annabelle, I have been looking for you everywhere. Come home now.
Julie? What are you doing here?
How dare you disrespect me by using my first name? First you run away and now you lose your manners?
Do you know her?
Quiet, girl. No one is talking to you.
Oh, no. You better get this white helmet before she ends up missing.
Annabelle, now you caused enough ruckus for the day. Get in the carriage this instant.
Julie, have you eaten today?
Well, I would have had you been in the kitchen, but here you are gallivanting.
Not this again.
Again? What the going on?
I'll explain later. For now, pin her to the ground and straddle her.
You will not lay a hand on me, girl.
You want a bet?
Get off me!
Now, hold her mouth open.
Is that a candy bar? You need a taser.
Just trust me, okay?
Get that slop away from me.
Julie, this is for your own good.
Unhand me, you. Oh. Oh. Oh, my. Where am I? Angela? Did I?
Yeah, you did. Again. Now, Monica, about that job.
Snickers, you ain't you when you're hungry. You're your ancestors.
So Franklin and I would like to get one thing straight. We wouldn't trade being Americans for anything. I mean, if nothing else, America has created amazing entertainers and memorable catchphrases. I mean, Land of the Free and Home of the Brave is a heavy-hitting brand slogan for sure. What was that? Ah, great point. Franklin thinks that great branding is pointless if the product is faulty. What's really missing from the equation is authenticity. If we declare liberty and justice for all, then it should in fact be liberty and justice for all, not just the people who can build their own spaceships. If you don't agree, maybe you should stop listening to this podcast. Franklin won't mind.
Welcome back to the talk show with the lady. I'm the lady. Today's guest is a renowned legend in American history. Please, everyone, give it up for Harriet Tubman. Can I just say that on behalf of America, thank you so much for being here. You are a hero.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
You helped so many people escape enslavement. Tell me, who was your favorite escapee?
What? What?
I mean, all those people. You had to have made some friends, right? Some girlfriends to chit-chat with along the way. Tell me, what was your social life like?
Social life? I was enslaved. I don't understand.
Yes, but beyond that, I mean, did you have any ambitious dreams for your life?
Freedom. I just wanted freedom.
Yeah. Well, did you ever feel free enough to love? Was there ever a Mr. Harriet Tubman?
Are you serious? Are you really serious right now?
Isn't she a hoot? Well, all of us here at the talk show with the lady wants to commend your hard work by taking a load off of your plate. Now, when you're traveling up north to freedom, you can do it in your brand new car. And guess what? Everyone in the studio audience gets a new car. You get to freedom. You get to freedom. Everybody's getting to freedom.
This is some
bullshit. Miss Tubman?
Miss
Tubman, where are you going?
Running out dead up and down.
You forgot your car?
Get y'all black
the show's not over?
Honestly, I think America has a lot of potential. We have the perfect concepts of a plan, but we have failed to fully execute it with intention. I mean, look at our history. On multiple occasions, we have been so close, yet so far. Even when we've quote-unquote won, did we really win? Or did we just cross enough T's and dot enough I's to be marked as self-sufficient and not as bad as our neighbors? Many say that comparison is the thief of joy, but I wonder if comparison is actually the alternative to seeing the flaws in our own reflection. What say you?
My fellow Americans, First, I want to say that I appreciate y'all for electing me as your 56th president of the United States. I wish I could have made the 55th term. It's a real honor, you feel me? I'm dead serious about my reform policies for the homeless, expecting mothers, the elderly, and the wrongly in prison. First and foremost, ain't no reason for any motherfuckers to be living in a box unless it's their choice. Trust me, I seen the budget, and we got the money. Big zeros. So my plan is to make these rich pay more taxes and put their money straight into building free housing for anyone who needs it. We'll start with putting up secure structures in major cities and then expand. That's a whole lot of motion. None of that fly-by-night gentrification building bullshit. We want the hood in the hood. We're getting actual architects to design and build these motherfuckers. And as far as expecting mothers and women with children, y'all are getting 5 bands every month. No funny business. Straight like that. Kids need a lot, and America needs the kids. The least we can do as a country is make sure that they are properly taken care of and safe from danger. No pow-pow. Also, I'm cracking down on gun control because why the f*** y'all keep taking guns to school? If you got beef, use your f***ing hands. If you lose, get your s*** together and hit the f***ing gym. End of the story. What we in Houston say that time? The children are the future. So we gotta start acting like it. You feel me? And for the elderly, I'm lowering the age of Social Security to 55 because who the is actually trying to work till they f***ing die? That. Take your old ass on vacation. Done enough. We thank you for your service. Lastly, for those wrongly in prison and honestly in prison period, we're enacting prison reform on day one. No more being caged like animals. I'm instating real rehabilitation programs that I help you become a better person who learns from their mistakes, not someone who is dehumanized by them. You deserve a second chance, and society needs you for all the good you got to offer. So, hey, man, say, man, I just want to say thank y'all for electing me as president of the United States of America. I won't let you down. And let's get jigging this. So, what you think?
It was cool. You kept it real personable, but you lost me when you said Jiggy. Who are you, Will Smith?
I thought it kept things light and friendly.
You sound like an old pimp.
CEO, what you think?
Well, I think you got some real strong points and some really big dreams for somebody serving 15 years. Lights out.
Man, don't listen to him. A felon's been president before, and he didn't give a damn about the homeless. At least you care.
Ain't nobody thinking about him. First order business for real, when I become president, I'm finna f*** that man gas.
Well, there you have it, folks. America is a mess, but baby, she's our mess. And even though we absolutely would trade her for a little bit of respect and common decency, we'll push through and advocate for her reformation instead. Franklin, any final thoughts? Ah, I couldn't have said it any better myself. We hope you got your fill this go-round. Tune in next time for another fresh-pressed presentation.